Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to the second day in the month of February 2025. The month is already counting down already, and we are grateful for a brand new day because it is only by the grace of God that we have been sustained till this moment, and that is why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to His holy name. Today is a brand new day, and if you're listening to us this morning, that means the Lord has spared you. And also, if you're just joining us for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I would have rang the bell for you to welcome you, or even sang you a welcome song, but our time is going, so we have to manage the time we have this morning. But I want to encourage you to just connect your heart to this platform. This is the Open Heaven Hour here. We dive into the Word of God every morning. This is our own personal online devotion time, where we get to hear what God has to tell us every single day. So you are especially welcome. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell everybody that it is time for our Open Heaven devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let the whole world know that it is time for our devotion. Draw men to the Lord. This is one opportunity for you to evangelize, even if you cannot do one-on-one evangelism. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, God protects. God protects. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 19. Rock of ages, clear for me. Rock of ages, clear for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus chapter 16 to chapter 18. Leviticus from chapter 16 to chapter 18. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 121 verse 7. Psalm 121 verse 7, which says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Psalm 121 verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 91, from verse 1 to 16. Psalm 91 from verse 1 to 16. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that works in the darkness, nor of the destructions that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. To keep you in all your ways. In their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent he shall trample on their foot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manna today reads, My God is called the consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29. That's where we can find that particular word. However, he doesn't consume his children, but rather their enemies. God is so jealous about his children that when enemies gather against them, it ensures that they scatter in seven different directions, like you see in Deuteronomy 28:25. He promised to protect you such that not even a strand of your hair will be lost, like you see in Luke 21:18. I wouldn't be alive today if my God is not a protective father. And I can tell you lots of stories about the numerous times he has protected me from danger. When I moved into the redemption camp that has now grown to become the redemption city with my family, there were snakes everywhere. Some of those snakes were so big that they would fill up the trunk of a Mercedes-Benz car. I remember on one occasion I entered my children's room and found a snake there. I don't know exactly why I went into the room. I just know that God moved me to go there because he wanted to protect my children. God also protects against spiritual forces. So many times the devil has tried to attack me, especially in the early days of my ministry, when we're just learning to deal with a lot of spiritual attacks from the kingdom of darkness. On one occasion, during a Holy Ghost service, there were two witches in the congregation planning to attack me. One spoke to the other and said, It is time. Let us attack him now. Though there were thousands of people in the congregation, God opened my ears and I heard them. I stopped the service immediately and asked them to come out if they did not want to incur the wrath of God. To everyone's surprise, they came out and confessed. If God had not revealed it to me, the story might have been different. If you are a child of God, you must walk in the consciousness of his protection over you. Don't be afraid of the arrows of the enemy. They cannot come near you because God protects you. I am so conscious of God's protection over me that if I am working and my leg hits a stone, I will turn to him and say, Lord, I hope I have not offended you in any way. If I have, please forgive me. This is because his word says he will give his angels charge over me so I wouldn't dash my foot against a stone. That we can see in Psalm 91:11. Today's open heaven comes with a reflection that says, God protects his children. Are you one of them? God protects his children. Are you one of them? This is a question I want us to carefully consider. God protects his children. Are you one of them? If you are not one of his children today, I want you to take today and reconsider your decision. Surrender your life to Christ this morning and make the Lord your Lord and personal Savior. If you're willing to do so or rededicate yourselves to Christ, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I have heard that you can be a father and a friend. I come before you because you have shed your blood just to save me. I have come to that redeeming blood, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Forgive me of every of my sins. Cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Make me yours. Make my heart your habitation. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefatherradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefatherradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download free of charge from Play Store and Apple Store. This to give you access to all our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.